You're listening to a podcast made by University College of Teacher Education, Vienna. Symposium, Transition Inclusion Research, June 9th, 2015. Please listen to Thomas Bauer, Erasmus Plus and the benefits of the mobility programs on the employability of students.
My name is Thomas Bauer. I'm the head of the international office, and the colleagues from Europe know that the head of the international office mostly has a second task. He or she is the Erasmus coordinator. So all the European colleagues know what I'm doing, but I suppose when you are from the US, you are not quite sure what I'm doing. But don't be afraid, I don't tell you my work now, but I'm going to tell you something about the Erasmus program. And I focused on the the benefits of this program, on because it's a mobility program, on the employment of students and on staff. So my presentation has three parts. The first part will be about this. You can download it here under this link. You will get the slides anyway. It's a study, and it's called the Erasmus Impact Study, a very famous thing when you're involved in mobility programs. It's a new Bible for us, for all the Erasmus coordinators in whole Europe, I suppose. We have colleagues from Italy. Is there somebody from Italy here? You know what I'm talking about, from Hungary. Who's from Hungary? And Belgium, is somebody here from Belgium? No, the Belgian colleagues, they know what I'm talking about. But I'm not sure if they know that there is a study about Erasmus and about the former program. Because when I'm talking about Erasmus, there are two parts. Erasmus was the former program. It ended in 2013, and the new one started in 2014 and lasts till 2020 or 21. And this program is called Erasmus Plus, so there is a distinction. This Erasmus Impact study, which I'm going to talk now, and the effects and the kind of the transition from studying to the employment market was done in whole Europe. And there are some impressive numbers. When you take a look here, you see it's not the 200 pages is much, but you can see there were more than 50,000 students interviewed in this study. And the special thing is that they interviewed graduates as well. So the graduates gave them a feedback what happened afterwards when I take part in this mobility program. And the mobility program means that you can study abroad. Well, in the US it's easy because you're just traveling around. In Europe it became familiar in the 90s, in the 1940s. 1992, 93, the Erasmus program started, and up till now, about 300,000 students took part, but the staff as well. So we have here people that take part in Erasmus Plus, and I see a colleague from Majorca, Professor Tomio Ketkles here. He just arrived. So it's a very vivid program, and that helps to let the borders that were in Europe diminish. About 1,000 universities were included in this study, 650 enterprises, so all in all, about 80,000 people, 80,000 individuals were interviewed. And what was asked? You see it in the first row. The individual skills were asked, and they were checked, has this program an impact on the employability of students as well? And that's what Kurt Allerbauer does at the moment, an international week, I would say, is part of the Erasmus program. He did it in the Erasmus program, and he does it now in the Erasmus Plus phase. So, and this is something that helps to internationalize PH Baden, for example, and PH Wien. So you are part now of Erasmus Plus. Feel as a part, please. They asked questions and they found out that this program helps to improve the soft skills of the students. When do you send them abroad, and when they come back, they know much more about another country. They can compare. That's something very valuable. They get foreign language skills. You have to think of Europe now. In the US, you have one language. That's an advantage, of course. We have a big variety. And it boosts their self-confidence. And I always think of, because we are a teacher training university, this is something very helpful. When you get abroad, when you come back, you have different pictures in mind. And then you can compare and say, well, this is something fine I found out there. I put it back into my country or into my institution. And you see, it's not only something for students. It improves the staff as well. We have here representatives of Hungarian, Italian, Belgian, Spanish universities who travel with the grant of Erasmus Plus into another country, get ideas here at the symposium, and when they come back, something has changed, I'm sure. We can't measure it, but in this study, they have done it. They have asked. And this leads to internationalization in the higher education area, but that's what Kurt Allerbauer does, internationalization at home. So you invite teachers to come here to speak, to give new inputs, and we are gifted because you're now from the United States. Normally we wouldn't have guests from here, but this is something which helps to internationalize at home, invite the people. Something which is very essential is that networks establish in this connection, and research is done by projects. This is supported by the European Union in the Erasmus and the Erasmus Plus phase, and the sums have been risen as well. Kurt and me are fighting to get the sums and to download them from the budget, from the ministry, but we are quite successful in this case. And something that the Erasmus program did are the support measures. We have in Europe this ECTS credit system. I'm not sure if you are familiar with this. They define the workload for the students. And so when you study in Majorca, or where are the Hungarian colleagues? Pardon? Yes, but from where are you? From Hungary? From? Kaposvár, ne? And Budapest. Eötvös Loránd University, I suppose. Ne? Yeah. And these measures help when somebody goes abroad. They have the same value when they come back. So it's easy then to give them the same credits when he or she comes back, and you have to recognize the value he or she did in another country. So now I come to the second part. What do we do to raise the employability, to enhance somebody when he go to get a better chance in the labor market? We send them abroad. That's the logic behind. And we are very proud, as we have about 90 partner universities at PH Wien. We are a small institution, but 90 is a lot, so they have a big variety to choose. And we send them abroad at least 5 to 6 months. Some of them stay for a year. And of course, the language competences are getting higher. The intercultural competence, we listened to Anton Dobat. You remember when he started and he said, this is something, inclusion, migration, empathy for people from another country, which is very essential for the future and now. And they get this intercultural competence because they have to live somewhere else. And when you don't adapt to your surrounding, you won't survive. And our students that come back, they are highly motivated when they come back. They want to give their experience to other persons. And it's a good way to develop your personality, because when you're, let's say, 21 and you live with your parents and it's the first time you go abroad, and you then afterwards you know how a washing machine works, for example, and how much things cost in another country, etc. It's good for the men who go abroad. and we say they come back as different persons. They go away as students, they come back as other adults. And I'm sure Tomeo can confirm, because he's the coordinator at his university. We know each other since 15 years, I suppose. Yeah? And we do this bilaterally. So the staff can go to another country, to another university, and we do it vice versa. And the students as well. So every year we have students from Majorca, and our students go there. So they link each other. That's complicated in Europe, but but we have found a tool. And our students, and that's the thing why I'm talking about PHAVIN, they have to teach in another country. And this has another quality. It's a difference when you sit in a room and listen and write and do your tests. Our students have to teach as well. Otherwise, they don't get these ECTS credits when they come back. So we are put them a bit under pressure. But it's a very valuable experience, because it's very difficult to teach in another country, in another language, sometimes in Catalan. I think in Hungary they don't teach in Hungarian, but they will teach in English, I suppose. English or German, yeah? Yeah, that's the normal way they do. So when they come back, they know how to orientate in a different education system. That's one thing. We use them then as multiplicators for other outgoing students, and they can rely that we recognize their studies when they come back. And they have something in paper, they get a transcript and a confirmation letter that they were abroad. This is something very valuable for your later job application, for example. And it's proofed, it's written, and it's standardized. So the Hungarian students have the same confirmation as the Italian ones, and the Belgian and the Austrian, etc. Something new we offer are traineeships. I do it a bit quicker, because it's mostly taken by our vocational students. They do a traineeship abroad, they are funded, and they can go, for example, I always stress this Majorcan experience because they have very similar structures, but they can do at a school in Majorca, in a tourism school, for example, they can do a traineeship there, get a grant, and then when they come back, their traineeship is accepted. So either they do it in Austria or in Spain or in Italy or in Belgium or in Hungary, everywhere. And it makes really sense, because some board of educations, not only the Viennese one, the Upper Austrian, the Lower Austrian, I'm sure, they take a look before they take somebody in charge, being a teacher. What did he do before? What did she do before? And it's a plus. when you were abroad? Something very new is this so-called graduate mobility. That means even if you finished your studies here at the university, you can go abroad. That makes sense because some of our students do not get a job. That happens quite frequently. They still can take a school. We have a funny example of one of our students who went for studying to Moscow, because Moscow is part of the European higher education era, and now she's going to Sicily and does teaching practice, such a graduate mobility in Sicily. So it's an experience which will be very different, but as Ursula knows, there might be similarities, Moscow and Sicily. We don't know exactly. No? And some effects that we really can measure is this so-called OLS service. That's new. Kurt knows it. He has to distribute the licenses. Angela does it, okay. And these licenses say you can check your language ability. OLS means Organized Language Service. They check their language abilities before they go abroad and afterwards. So, and it's offered in English, German, French, Italian, and Spanish, I think. The five big languages. So that's a tool, and it's free of charge. Our English teachers, now there is nobody here from the Board of Education, or is somebody here from the Viennese Board of Education? Not now, but tomorrow in the afternoon. I think Hans Matzenauer, that was my first president, will come to the tomorrow's evening. The Vienna Board of Education needs, for example, teachers that have a high ability and high proficiency in English, because we offer schools that are bilingual. We have a dual language program in some schools, and in primary school English is taught in the so-called CLIL program. So there is a market for people who have a better language ability, and they get a job when they come back. Our outgoings have, that's a qualitative aspect, have a different view on the education system. So maybe if somebody becomes minister later, they know what they should not do to continue the Austrian way, maybe take the Swedish education system or the Finnish or something like this. And the last point on this slide says something with empathy. When you are a teacher or a teacher student who go abroad, you have an experience. You are a migrant, a short time migrant in another country. So you get experience how people treat you, and this means you will have empathy, because our Viennese students, or you would pupils, are migrant, have a very high migrant background. So the children under 5 years at the moment are 70% with migrant background. So they have a different mother tongue. And when you are way out and you come back, it might be a different view to cope with these children. Here is a map. I told you before that Europe has a higher education area, and surprisingly, you see, this is the European higher education area, and it's a very vast one, because Russia is included, and Kazakhstan, and Georgia, and Turkey, and Azerbaijan, although they are not part of the European Union. So it could be that the Erasmus program gives you a grant to study at the university in Vladivostok, for example. So Russia takes part in this program and is funded if you have a bilateral agreement. My last part are some results of a research we did here. I did it with my colleague Alexandra Kreutz, my scientific colleague, and our students that are here, the Erasmus incoming students, are always asked at the end of the term to fill in a questionnaire. And a third of this questionnaire is concerning European identity, and we put in some questions concerning the crisis, the economical and social crisis in Europe. And we asked, does the economic crisis lead the students to search for opportunities in another country? It's a mobility program. We were not sure, because this is not asked here, because there was no crisis when they started to do this. And I just tell you the sample that you know, it's not too small, but it's not too big. These universities took part, teacher training universities. PH Baden didn't take part in the winter term because there were no students there at the moment, at this time. And we found out that that's the normal way, I would say, that 80% were female, 20% male. That's the relation. I don't know if it's in the US the same, yes? Because you're... I just think about it. And interesting was that we have a very big variety of nations, 21 in 10 different teacher training universities. And you see here the ranking that most of them are from Spain, or were from Spain, Turkey, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Poland, and Greece. The main group are between 21 and 25. This is the same that this impact study finds out. This is the most mobile group, yeah, because you have no family, you are not bound to anyone. And it was in their bachelor degree in the third or fourth year. So the masters are not so mobile anymore, and it has something to do with the age. And you don't have to read everything. I'm going to tell you the most interesting things. Just that half, 50% of the students say that the crisis had an effect on their decision to go abroad. And three quarters of these 50% say they were seeking for a job when they were here. So, and it sometimes was not the job of being a teacher, but doing something else. So the Erasmus program is something that makes you looking over the rim. Just take a look, there is something else. And you can compare afterwards. And we found out that 60% of the students rate their employability at home very badly. So I wrote down some of the countries, especially Spain. I don't know if you're familiar, they have 50% youth unemployment, 50% of the 19 to 25 years old young people in Spain have no job. Tomeo, I hope you can confirm, or it's 48 or something, but around this. Hungary, I didn't know this, but it seems that the situation in Hungary is not easy to get a job as a teacher when you have finished. And Greece, we know that Greece has the same problem as Spain. So they use it as a mean to take a look what happens outside of my country. Maybe I can work here. In the European Union, it's possible. You can work as a teacher in another country. There are no boundaries anymore. And lastly, I'm going to read this because it's not so easy to understand. The more the students feel the effects of this crisis in their private life and in their studies, the more they are afraid of the crisis, and the more they are encouraged to compare their employability in another country. So there is a pressure on this. And they have to decide. Of course, we didn't ask the students who stayed at home. We could not. Yeah? But in this case, those that were here and they felt really the effects of the crisis, they confirmed that they are looking for jobs in another country. Last but not least, I go back to these Erasmus impact studies. Some impressive numbers. We know from this study that the participants of the Erasmus program say that they 85% say they take part to improve their employability to go into another country. That's one thing. Employers say 64% that they expect international experience, and we know this that almost 100% improve their confidence and adaptability. And the last two things is that what I tell my Erasmus students, because I'm teaching them here at PH, they reduce their probability to get unemployed by 50%. Mm-hmm. That's really something. Mm-hmm. And the last one, if you like to have a career in the education system, it's good to take part. Yep, we know this. we know that 44% of these students who go abroad come back, then because they asked the alumni, they will get very easily a higher management position afterwards. And I think that's worth to use this program for the next, how long is it, 2020, I think, then. And Kurt and me, we will fight for it, and Tomeo and the colleagues will tell us and spread it. And I say thank you very much for your attention.